rain. Unfortunately, it's a part of every month of May at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. As we inch forward towards the 90th running of the Indianapolis 500, that's what teams are dealing with today. I'm Pat Sullivan, and this is another IndyCast. Well, pole day looms just a couple of days ahead. Those teams who are going quick, they're not so nervous. Though searching for speed, rain comes at a very inopportune time. I'm with Davey Jones. He's in the Himmelgarn garage working with Dennis LaCava and members of the crew. And of course, Davey, your father was certainly known for his exploits in sprint cars, but he made it all the way to Indianapolis as well.
Yeah, he was pretty fortunate. I mean, he was one of the last ones to come up without money. Them were the days when race car drivers were race car drivers. It's changed quite a bit. Now it's really technical. I mean, it's, you've got to be precise, and there's no room for error. I mean, it's really, really gotten tough out here.
Of course, we're talking about Norman Bubby Jones, and a younger brother, Tony Jones, has been a longtime sprint car racer with some success. You've been on the mechanical side for much of your career.
Yeah, Dad kind of had a talk with me early on, and kind of wanted me to work on them and Tony to drive them, and that's where we ended up.
Tell us what the difference is in terms of working on an Indy car versus a sprint car. Are there more similarities than differences?
Well, the mechanical aspect's the same. You got to be real meticulous, but the only thing about Indy cars, instead of having one or two guys to work with, you've got a team, and I think that's the biggest difference, and the team has got to gel.
What's been your primary responsibility with an Indy car team?
I've not been with any car team that long. Two and a half. I started with Panther and had the Silver Crown deal and basically started from the ground up, sweeping floors. And now we've come over. I think we've got a really good team established. We've had a few changes with Himmelgarn Racing, and I think it's really going to look up. I think things are going to go forward.
You've done some things in the engine department, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Basically, just getting the aero and getting PJ comfortable in the car. I think he's a rookie, and you know how all rookies are. This place is tough. I mean, there ain't too many people that's ever got around this place, and if you can, I mean, you think about it, 500-600 people have never even qualified for this race. So it's a really tough deal, and I really don't think people realize how tough this place is.
P.J. Chesson, of course, is who we talk about.
Yes,
P.J. is a sprint car driver. He's driven Wing sprint cars, and he's driven Silver Crown cars. What do you have to do with a sprint car driver to get them to understand the difference about Indianapolis?
Well, and that's kind of the bad part. I've not really been around this stuff long enough to give you a really good answer. It's tough, you know. I mean, it's basically just getting yourself comfortable, noticing it, you're rocking hurt you, you know. You can't get in the wall, because once you get yourself to where you're pretty fast, if you do go out and wreck it, then it just puts you behind the eight ball again. So it's going to be a learning process. But after Montague, when he was half in short shift, he came forward, he got it quick. I think he'll be a quick study once he catches on.
You know, I'm looking down at Dennis LaCava on the floor here working. Of course, he's driven a midget himself, so he has two guys, speaking to P.J. Chesson, who understand short track dirt drivers and their mentality. That's got to help him.
Yeah, Dennis brings a lot. I mean, it's a lot. I mean, he's been around it, he's done it, he's won everything there is. Truthfully, I like working with him because I'm learning from him. I mean, it's a good stepping stone, and I'm looking forward to this year.
What's it been like thus far this month? We've got some rain today in the forecast. Is this something that concerns you as you're trying to get a young guy more seat time?
Sure. I mean, all the more laps you get, the better it's going to be, you know. We're just creeping up on it, and that's the part of the engineering staff that, you know, got to get them numbers, crunch them numbers, and get the car fast so we can drive it.
And you take those numbers, of course, and you make adjustments in the car, but ultimately your driver has to feel comfortable.
Oh, of course. I mean, you go around here, you can get hurt pretty easy. And when you hit the wall, it hurts. So.
PJ is an unusual character. He's one of the most unusual characters we've seen in Indianapolis in some time. And many people are embracing that. They're enjoying the difference that he brings to the track.
Yeah, this is personality. Great kid, though. I mean, well-mannered. People think he's kind of wild, but when it comes down to it, I think he's very grounded myself. Holds himself very well. People get a different impression because they ain't around him. But I got a lot of faith in him. I think he'll go far.
on a day like today, what is this, just a basic preparation day? Do you go about today like you're going to get on the racetrack sometime today?
We're trying to prepare the car. We'll basically go over everything and go over it again to make sure there's no failures, no things left undone. And that's one thing I like about Dennis. He's probably one of the most meticulous mechanics I've ever worked with.
Do you disassemble most everything and put it back together every day, or how does that work?
Well, it's just, it depends on what day it is. When we change a motor, that's when we usually go through everything. Dennis is walking around the car and seeing things that he wants to change or fix, and that's what we're doing. We're just walking around the race car and finding the little things that add up to big things.
David Jones, his father, is one of the best in the business, a Hall of Fame driver, and he's making his mark in the Indy Racing League IndyCar Series.